We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Tav Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Vishami Yomrim, that the halacha is, we had in our Mishnah, that if the Isha comes and says, Meis Baili, she's allowed to get remarried. What about the Ksuba? Does she get a Ksuba? Normally when a husband dies, she gets a Ksuba, but here, it's on her Eidus. There's no Eidus, only her. And usually mom needs two Eidus. So what's the halacha? We're allowing her to get remarried al zaguna. But what about the ksuba? So it's machloikis. Beshami erim tinasi v'tinat ksuba. V'titel ksuba. She gets married and she takes a ksuba. V'sil oimrim tinasi lo isat zitel ksuba. So she does not take a ksuba. Omu lahem beshami hitartem erva chamura. You will mata erva chamura. She's anxious ish. You will mata her to get married. Lo inate momen akali. You're not going to mata momen as more kuldik. Omu lahem beshilo metzinu. We see that the brothers are not yerish her. Now here he died, and let's say there was a son, but the son died also. So the son died afterwards. There's no yibum. Let's say the halacha is that the brothers get the yerusha. So here we see when she says meis baili, the brothers don't get yerusha. Why not? Because Rachmana says, the pasuk says, and Rashi says, apishnai made them. And therefore, gavin nesuin, they were mekel because aguna, but not for the mommy, not for the money of Yerusha. So therefore, the ksuba also don't get. That's a beisel tainus. Omelam beishamai, v'le mesefik ksuba nilmaid. You see from the lashon of the ksuba that she should get the ksuba. Why? So kaisvla, he writes to her in the ksuba shem tenasi laache. If you get married to someone else, titli mashikoslechi, you'll get the ksuba. So here you're learning to get married to someone else. So in the ksuba it says if you get married to someone else, you get a ksuba. So that's you get a ksuba. And Beisil Taka was like Beishame. What exactly is Beishame's Taina? So some want to say, David Meluim talks about this, that the Taina is, you're right, you need two Edom for Mammon. But here, it's part of the Ksuba. As long as you're getting married, you get the Ksuba. It's nothing to do with the Eda Stafka and the Meis Baili, that's why you're getting the Ksuba. Getting the Ksuba, that alone, that you're marrying someone else, is a Chiyah for the Ksuba. And here, you're getting married to someone else. So therefore, the Ksuba goes automatically. It can't be Pagin and Debura in something that has to do with actually the getting married. And that's the Pshat, why you get the Ksuba, and Beisil Taka was Chayz like Veshame. Zog the Gemara, Amrav Chisto, Nisyavma, let's say, she said Meis Baili, and in the case there was no children, and she went ahead and Taka did Yibum up that. She did Yibum up that. Nisiyavma. Yavama nichnas lenachla alpiha. Taka, what will happen is that the Yavam will get the Nachla. The halacha is that let's say Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibum. Shimon gets Reuven's Yerusha. So here, Rav Chista says that not only will she get a Ksuba according to Veshamai, but she will also get, and Beisil was chayze like that, she will also, the Yavam will also get the Yerusha. Even though we said the brothers don't get Yerusha, but regarding the Yibum, if she went ahead and did Yibum, automatically she'll get the Ksuba. Why? Heim Darshu, which means Beishamah, is Darshu's Medrash Ksuba. Ono and Nidrash Medrash Torah, not Darshu what Torah says. Torah says, Yaakov al Shem Achiv, Am Rachmana. And we Darshu from that he gets his Nechasim. Harei Kam, Lamaisa, he did Yibum, and we allowed Yibum because of the Isha's Edus. We let her do Yibum. If we let her do Yibum, you automatically get the Yerusha. Om Rav Nachman says, Anu Allah, Baas to Bezdin of Omra Meis Baili, Hatirul Yonase, Matirul Yonase, Vesuk Suvasa. That's Allah who went to the Mishnah. She walks to Bezdin and says, my husband died. We let her get remarried. And she also gets a Ksuba. But what happens if she walks to Bezdin and says, Tnuli Ksubasi? Let's say she walks in and says, give me my Ksuba. They say, why? Say, my husband died. Afli nasi matirnos. Then you're not matir even to get married. Why? Because that's not an edus they allow. They allow an edus because of iguna. But an edus to get money, and that's the whole edus, that's her whole edus, that she will not be neman. My time, I died for the ksuba, so she came for the ksuba, and money needs edus. Does not help with the edacha. And here she came for the money, to the ksuba, she came for the ksuba, and therefore she's not neman. But the Gemara is a shiloh, what about in a case where she walks in the bed and says both. She walks and says both. Let me get married. My husband died, let me get married. And give me my ksuba. She mentions ksuba. Mao. Give me the omra ksuba. Since she mentioned ksuba, it looks like I died to the ksuba. So it looks like she's coming for the ksuba. Or maybe, no. Kol milad islay linish omaluhu levedina. She vowed that she's coming to get remarried. But she says all the facts. You know, my husband died and I get a ksuba also. That's not a taina. The intim to loimar. And if you'll say that you're right, that's not a taina that she mentioned ksuba, because she really came to get remarried. She's mentioning everything that comes along with that. But what happens if the opposite? She says, first ksubasi, tnuli ksubasi, vitirulinasi, and she mentions the nasi, mao. Here, she should mention Ksuba first. That looks like that's her Ike emphasis. That's her main emphasis. She wants to get the Ksuba, and then she should not be Neman. Maybe she doesn't know how she can be mutter. Really, she wants to get remarried. She doesn't know how to say it. Like Rashi says, she thinks by saying Tulu Ksubasi, that will be her ticket to get married, remarried. Teku. The Gemara blibes by a Shaila. Now, the Ritva doesn't like that Svara. Rashi says the Svara of Lo Yoda is that we're saying maybe she doesn't know, and she thinks that her ticket to get remarried is by saying that, give me my ksuba. That's the ksuba first. So the Ritva says, that's very not mistavra, that she really thinks by saying, give me a ksuba, that will get me remarried. That doesn't sound right. And therefore, the Ritva says slightly different. The Ritva says that the kavana of the Isha is, she thinks betoyes, that it'll be more mekubal bezin if she shows that she's not getting remarried. Like people, she thinks that bezin is a thing, oh, she wants to get remarried, she doesn't like her husband. So therefore, she throws in the ksuba as well in order to make it look like it's just saying facts that makes Bailey, and then all this happened. That's what she thinks. That's the tzad. Akbanim, the Gemara blives with a shayla, teiku, the Gemara blives with adahachra, and we come out, we're not sure what the halach is. Now, if you go to Tim Zalaymer, that would be clear that if he says it the other order, she would be Nam. She says, it's really nasty, it's Tnuluk Savasi. But the other way around, that's where the suffix is. Zokt the Gemara Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. We said that Eidos, Eid Echod works to marry off the Isha. She herself even is Naman. And we know this Eid Echod that's Naman, it's even if it's this Eid Echod is the Isha or Eved. All Naman. Now, our Mishnah say exceptions. Not every woman is believed to be an aid that her husband died. The Gemara say different ones who she doesn't get along with. And those people might come and in order to make it difficult for her, they make up a story in order to make her usher to her husband, and they're gonna do this on purpose to mess her up, basically to mess her up. So I call the Maram Layuda, all Edim, even Eisha, is Naman to say Edus, Chutz, besides for Chamoisa, her mother-in-law. That means her husband's mother, that mother-in-law comes and says that her son died, she is not Naman, because she wants to mekalkel her daughter-in-law, because she doesn't like her daughter-in-law, and Rashi says why, it's confusing part of the reason, because she says to herself, look, you know, me and my husband made a lot of money, and we married off our son, and now my son's wife is taking all that money, so therefore she does not get along with her daughter-in-law. Her sister-in-law, which is a daughter of her mother-in-law, also does not get along with her either, because she says, also, this is, this lady's going to take all my parents to chasim, and I'm going to be like with nothing. So that's what Bas Chamaisa, Vitzarasa, her tzara also, if two people are married to Reuven, so one of them is not believed to say that the husband died, because she is trying to make it hard for her tzara. She won't get remarried. The other tzara will get remarried, and then the husband will walk back, and she'll be also. That's her idea. Via Vimta, her sister-in-law also, it doesn't like her. Why not? Because her sister-in-law is possible to become her tzara. How is that possible? If Reuven dies, so Reuven's wife, and they have to do Yibum to Shimon, and Shimon has a wife already, so Shimon's wife is not happy because Reuven's wife might become her tzara. Ubas Baila. And also, the stepdaughter also does not like her because she came B'makim, the mother, and now is eating up all her mother's nechasim, that, she's taken over her mother. Her mother had taken over her mother's bed, her mother's dishes, everything. She's taken over her mother, that she doesn't get along with her stepmother, basically. Her stepmother, she does not get along with her stepmother. So these are, there's Chamoisa's five, Chamoisa, Bas Chamoisa, Terasa, Yivimta, and Bas Bailo. These five ladies are not Neman to say Edis, because these five women usually hate her, and therefore they want her, mess her up, and therefore they're not believed. Ma ben get la Misa, l'chayra by get, the lach is, you have to say, b'fani nechta, when you bring a get. And we say in Gittin that even the Noshim is not Nemenes regarding Meis Baila are Nemenes to say Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam. So why is that different? Mabin Get Lemisa Shaksav Mechiach. Because there you have a get. And really, the Iker Yisemich on the get. Befane Nechtav Befane Nechtam is only a Dinder Abanon, that's it's just a protection to make sure everything was done right. that they are Neman because the since the Ksav is here, so they have a Ksav Mechiach, the Iker Smicha, the Iker thing we are Samecha, we're relying on is the Get, so therefore they are believed. And that's not the Iker Eidus. Mashenka by someone who died, we're relying completely solely on this aid, and this aid is not believed because this aid hates the woman, hates the wife. Zogdemar Vait, Boy Elohu, Bas Chameha Ma, what's the halacha, the daughter of the father-in-law, not the chamaisa, that her husband had a sister from the father, but not from the mother. This husband's sister is not bas chamaisa, bas chameha. Now, time of the bas chamaisa, why is the bas chamaisa hate her? From the ike ima the son-in-law, he not his son-in-law because since her mother hates the shviger, hates the daughter-in-law, so therefore the daughter also catches on to that and hates her as well. He has no mother. Here, she doesn't have a mother who's the mother-in-law of this wife. Or the reason is like we said when we learned the Mishnah, that the reason why the daughter of the, which is her husband's sister, does not like her because she says that this wife is eating up all the nechasim of her parents. So it's eating the money of my father. And my father, so you have the same cheshbon, even by Bas Chameh, even the daughter of, that's not a Bas Chameh, but it's a daughter of the father-in-law, the same thing, she'll say the same thing. She'll say, she's eating up the nechasim of the Bein Asha, she'll say the same thing. Like Rashi says, that v'halchanami afigav the hiloy akla the gersano the ima shrei in bila shazu achem and aim uvnei ima noit lemashavi iman, and that goes to them, doesn't go to this side, but still lemaisa filachia ka akla gersano the benashoy v'sagla is like that's the shail, that's the more as two stars over here. So Dr. Gemara Toshma, let's bring a ray. It says in our Mishnah hakol neman leida chutz mechamish noshim, there's five noshim v'misa if bas chameha is also shis havaim, there's six. We're missing one. We're missing a daughter of the father-in-law. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya from the Mishnah. It only says five because Dilma time with the Bas Chameis Adam Rakachala Lagersani Lagersani. That the problem with Bas Chameis is that she's complaining that her sister-in-law, her brother's wife, is eating off all the nechasim. So therefore, Loishna Lagersani the Bein Hashoy to shout the girls like that. Take out me, Gersan Dima. It's the same reasons. Therefore, it's all included. Bas Chameis is all inclusive. It includes Bas Chameh, because it's the same reason. So, Akapanim, it's not a riot. It's not a riot that didn't say maybe it's included. For anything more, Akasha, this next Kasha, Tosfos speaks out, is not on what we just answered. It's a new question. We learned in the Brisa, Tanya is a Gersan. Tanya, Chutz Mesheva Noshim. Maisa, our Mishnah says five Noshim. We have a Brisa that says seven. What's Pshat in the Brisa of seven? So Gemara says, Ahi Rav Yehuda. That is Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, went to the Brisa. That Rav Yehuda says two more. Yehuda Yom HaMaisif, Af Eishis Av V'Hakala. Two other people are enemies that are not Neman. The Eishis Av, that means the stepmother is not Neman on the daughter that the husband died. For example, you have here Reuven. Reuven has a child, and Reuven has a daughter, and the daughter is married to someone. And this Reuven has a wife that's not the daughter's mother. She's Eishes Av, and she wants to come and be Meid. She wants the same Eidus that her daughter's husband died. She's not Naaman because she hates her stepdaughter. V'hakala, and the daughter-in-law is not believed to say that her father-in-law died in order to marry off the mother-in-law because she hates her mother-in-law. So Rav Yehuda adds on two things, Eishes Av and Akala. Amru Loi, the Chama said back to Rav Yehuda, Eishes Av Rei Bechal Bas Habal, because it's the opposite. Bas Habal is the stepdaughter, and here it's the stepmother. They're just each other. Just like the Bas Habal is not Neman on the stepmother to marry her off. Same thing, the stepmother is not believed on the stepdaughter to marry her off. The same thing, just the opposite. And Kala, Reva Chachamaisa. Kala is the opposite of Chamaisa. The Shviga is not Nemu, because Shviga hates a Dorla, and Dorla hates a Shviga. So that's why it's included in our Mishnah's cases of Chamaisa and Basabal. But Gemara says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. What are you talking about? It's two separate Asurim. Bishlam Chamoisa, Bishlam, the mother-in-law, hates the daughter-in-law. Why? Signal the Kala, the Kamra Kachal Gersani. That the daughter-in-law is eating up all her Nechasim, because she married her son, and gave all that money, and look, the daughter-in-law is eating it all up. El Kala, my time is Chamoisa. Why should the daughter-in-law hate the Shvigah? Is the Shvigah eating up her Nechasim? No. So what are you talking about? The mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because the daughter-in-law is eating up the Nechasim, but that doesn't work the other way. And the same thing by Bas Abal. Bishlam Bas Abal, the sign of Ishazav. Bishlam the Bas Abal does not like the Ishazav, the Amra Kachal Gersani. He's eating up all my father's Nechasim, the Gersani the Aim. She came mocking my mother, and she's eating up all the stuff, you know, instead of my mother. She's instead of my mother, and she's upset about that. Ela Ishazav, my time is Alam Bas Abal. Why would the Ishazav, why would the wife, the father's wife, the stepmother, hate her stepdaughter? Why? So therefore, he says they're chaluk. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, if you're right, they're chaluk. So why taka are you adding those two on? So what's taka, the hatred of the Eishes Av and the Kala? Ella, my Moisef Tarati. So what is taka, the hatred? The Gemara says there's new different reason. Ella Kala, you know why a daughter-in-law is not like the mother-in-law? My time is Sinai Chamaisa. Why doesn't the daughter-in-law like the Shviger? Why not? The Megala Levna Kala Avada, because she tells her son all the things that she's doing wrong. That's the derech of a Shviger, that she says all the things the daughter-in-law is doing wrong. And Eishes Av Nami Sanya Labasabal. The Eishes Av also Nami Sanya Labasabal. I mean, the Basabal, the stepdaughter, hates the stepmother. Why? The Megalavir called out, though, because she tells the father everything she's doing. So therefore, it's a new Isser, a new type of Nashim, Kala and Basabal. Rabbanon agree that Kala and Eishes Av also not Neman. But it's not a new thing. It's Rabban say Kemayim Haponim Leponim Kein Leiva Adam LaAdam. He says Avada, the reason the Chamoisa doesn't like the Kala because she's eating up the Nechasim, and the Basabal is not like the Ishav because it came back in the mother. I wise to go the other way because Kemayim Pam Haponim. Even though the Kala is not eating up the Chamoisa stuff, the Chamoisa is not eating up the Kala's things. The Chamoisa is not eating up the daughter-in-law's. Then the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law hates her. And Kamayim Panma Panim. Same thing with the Eshazav to the Basabal. They hate each other because you hate me, so I hate you. Kamayim Panim. Just like water shows your reflection. King Lev Adam to Adam. The same thing. Lev Adam to Adam is a reflection. If you hate me, I hate you. Rabbi Yehuda, Ahuva Divrei Torah Ksiv. That pasuk is talking about Divrei Torah. Dafka Divrei Torah. That is where we say this din of Mayim Panim Panim. So Rashi has two pshat on what that means. One pshat is that the more heart and understanding you put into the Torah, the better it'll last with you. The more you work on the Torah, it'll be better. That's one pshat, mayim upon our Torah. Another pshat Rashi says is that the Rebbe shows you a shiny face, then you'll be able to learn. But if not, you're not going to be able to learn from your Rebbe. That's how the two pshat in Rashi is.